This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on July 14th, 2016. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Next is agenda item number 4, which is proposed statement of policy regarding the public disclosure of closed enforcement files. I don't think we have a presentation from council, but do we?
Is there? With your indulgence, can I take 2 or 3 minutes just to quickly raise something I just noticed with one of the commissioners?
Yes.
Thanks.
Oh, me.
Okay. Why don't we take a brief recess while that discussion takes place? It's now back in order. So as I mentioned before, we went into recess. We are now on item number 4, which is proposed statement of policy regarding the public disclosure of closed enforcement files. Do we have a discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I want to thank my fellow commissioners, particularly Commissioner Weintraub. This has been sort of a year in the works to try to revise our public disclosure policy for enforcement documents. These issues come up from time to time, and as sort of myopic as they can be, they vex us often. And so beginning about a year ago, we started discussing revision of this policy. Commissioner Weintraub and her office, I want to thank her staff, and Mike Colombo, my staff, have worked very hard to try to compromise on this document, and I believe we've struck a compromise. And so I am prepared to move adoption of agenda document number 16-13-A-2 on the proposed statement of policy on the disclosure of certain documents in enforcement, administrative fines, alternative dispute resolution cases, and administrative matters, with the following edit at the table. On page 3, Madam Secretary, footnote 2. The first sentence of footnote 2 reads, supplements are documents that contain new or additional substantive analysis. And added to that sentence before the period will be this language, and Madam Secretary, I'll give this to you in just a moment, but in number 14 on that page, the category, everything after the parenthetical that reads, from the Office of General Counsel prepared for the Commission in connection with a specific pending matter under review, circulated through the Office of the Secretary for the consideration and deliberation of the Commission, that language is going to be replicated at the end of the first sentence in footnote number 2. Mr. Patalis, does that capture what you were concerned about? Now, we're going to leave that language in number 14. It'll be redundant because it otherwise tortured number 14 if I tried to reword that one. So what this effectively does is it modifies the supplements that will be automatically made public as a matter of policy to general counsel's reports enumerated in number 4, and to memoranda and reports enumerated in number 14. Mr. Patalis, does that meet the concern that you...
It does, Commissioner. I think the way you've done it is fine. I think you could also take that same piece of language that you inserted in the at the end of the first sentence of footnote 2. You could also insert that after the word document, or maybe, document. In footnote 2, I think either way, it's just sort of a grammatical fielder's choice.
I thought it might work better there.
It's fine.
Because the type of documents we're talking about, modify documents,
right,
that contain new or additional, and that are from the Office of... But I didn't put in the word and, Madam Secretary, just from the Office of General Counsel. I think it carries the same import.
Right.
So that's the... I am at this time moving agenda document number 16-13-A-2 with that edit on page 3. That's the motion on the table, and I understood that Vice Chair Walther might have a, a motion to amend that he might want to make.
No, this is a I'll talk about that after, and I'm not going to move today.
Oh.
After talking to the general counsel, but
Mr. Vice Chairman.
The word including an and, you were going to give some symmetry
I'm
to
sorry,
that.
There is one other edit. Online, on page 3, Madam Secretary, item 14, it reads memoranda and reports. Open paren the word and, change the word and to including. And that tracks the word including that we've used in other parentheticals, for example, in items number 1, 3, and 4. We're changing the word and to including. So those are the two edits I have on the document and incorporated in my motion.
Do we have any discussion on the motion? Commissioner Ravel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I, too, want to express my pleasure at finally coming to the adoption of a policy. You noted that it's the enforcement policy, but also included in this document are some other documents that heretofore the Commission has kept in confidence that did not need to be kept that way and that should be disclosed to the public and easily accessible. And so I want to note that these were things that I requested at the beginning of my term as chair, and it's a little time has passed since that request, but it's there's a part of this policy that involves information with respect to ADR cases as well and administrative functions. And I also want to note, and it's actually a fairly long list of documents with regard to administrative functions that will now be provided to the public. But I want to note that there are more things that I think we could release to the public and that we should discuss at some point. I definitely want to go forward with this document today, and I appreciate all the work that's been done on it. But there's more to come, I hope, and I hope we can reach the same agreements on providing more information to the public rather than keeping it confidential. Thank you.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also want to express my gratitude to my colleagues and to their staffs. Both Commissioner Goodman and Commissioner Ravel had taken a leadership role on this issue, and I tried to synthesize the good ideas that came from both sides and put it in one place and try and formalize it so that we would have a real policy. Since I thought we were going to do a rulemaking to do this after the end of 2003 when we adopted the interim policy. So talking about a little time passing. Yes, indeed, far too much time has passed before we formalize this. And I also want to acknowledge Mike Colombo's good work and Casey Morgenheim and a lot of other people behind the scenes who worked very hard on this. I don't think it's perfect from anybody's standpoint. I think everybody gave up something that they would have liked to have seen in this document. But I think that actually is a good process, you know, that we were able to come together around a long list of documents that we agreed on and we agreed should be made public, and we're going to increase the transparency of agency operations. I think it's good work on behalf of everybody on the commission, and I appreciate it and will be happy to support it.
Do we have any further comment or anything further in the discussion? If none, we have the motion on the table that was set forth by Commissioner Goodman.
Maybe what I'll just mention.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Yeah, I want to also, Commissioner Weintraub has been talking about this since I got on the commission. So I really want to congratulate you for, you know, finally it's coming to fruition. And I think
stick around long enough so you can get something done.
Certainly, Commissioner Ravel, I do recall she made just a general request to say, you know, to the general counsel's office, as I understand it. Is there anything we can possibly make public that we're not making public now? And from that, we have a lot more here in this document than we would have if we were just looking at enforcement. And then, of course, Commissioner Goodman, once he gets on this thing, he's kind of like a bulldog, and he kept working this thing back and forth, and now we have a real nice product. is one area where I'm going to make a motion in the future, and that is to ask for disclosure of documents that are sent by the Office of General Counsel to the respondent in pre-RTB matters. Right now, that's excluded, and that I think there'll be a consensus possible on it, I hope. I had some language prepared, and I discussed it with the general counsel, and while being in favor of the idea, wanted to give it some thought with respect to whether it's more broad, I think, or less broad than you think you want it to. And so I defer to his thinking on that. We'll bring it up the next meeting.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was remiss earlier. I don't want to make it sound like all the work on this document went on the ninth floor. The basis of a lot of what's in here came from the Office of Compliance, the Office of General Counsel. A lot of people within the building contributed their good thoughts and energy to coming up with a good list of documents that we should be looking at making public. So I just wanted to thank them, too, for their efforts.
Any further comments?
Commissioner Goodman. To the Vice Chair, I'd be happy to work with you and discuss other categories of documents. At least now we'll have a policy and a mark so that when we take up different categories of documents on a case-by-case basis, it'll be amending the policy on an item-by-item basis. I'll be happy to discuss it with you and work with you.
All right. We'll call for the votes then. All those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Madam Secretary, that motion carries by a vote of 6-0.